From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo issued a steep list of demands Monday that he said should be included in a nuclear treaty with Iran. The treaty would replace the Obama-era deal, threatening the strongest sanctions in history if Iran doesn't change course.
We will apply unprecedented financial pressure on the Iranian regime. The leaders in Tehran will have no doubt about our seriousness.
Pompeo's list of 12 requirements included many that Iran is highly unlikely to consider. One requirement is Iran must stop enrichment of uranium, which was allowed with strict limitations under the 2015 deal. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will order an investigation Monday into claims an FBI informant infiltrated his 2016 presidential campaign. Lawmakers reacted, including California Democrat Adam Schiff.
This claim by the president's suggestion by Giuliani that there is a political spy embedded in the Trump campaign is nonsense.
On Twitter, Trump further complained about the year-long investigation into whether his campaign colluded with Russia. Venezuela's election board says incumbent President Nicolas Maduro has been reelected for a second six-year term. Sunday's election was boycotted by the opposition as the coronation of a dictator and condemned by much of the international community. Maduro was expected to win despite a deepening crisis that has made food scarce and inflation soar. 73% of voters in Burundi approved a new constitution, according to the country's electoral commission on Monday. This will usher in changes that could let the president stay in power until 2034. This is VOA News. The world's two biggest economies are pulling back from the brink of a trade war. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the United States and China have pulled back from the brink of a trade war. Mnuchin tells Fox News Sunday high-level talks Thursday and Friday produced significant progress, and the U.S. is on track to achieve President Trump's goal of cutting the trade deficit with China.
We are going to reduce the trade deficit. We have an agreement with China that they will substantially agree to it.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Many parents, families, and friends of the victims of Friday's mass shooting at a Texas high school attended church services on Sunday. They're grieving the 10 people who police say were killed by a 17-year-old student at the school. Mourners also packed a mosque in Stafford, Texas, for the funeral of Sabika Sheikh, one of the shooting victims. The 17-year-old Pakistani exchange student wanted to learn about the American culture and share her own. Here's one of Sheikh's host mothers, Julie Cogburn, who said the slain teen has made an impact on the world.
I always told her, Sabika, you have a wife's heart. She wanted to be a businesswoman, and she said she wanted to impact the world. I think she's done that.
The student's father told the Associated Press from Pakistan, "We are still in a state of denial, and it's like a nightmare." The Damshi Girls Secondary School in Nigeria has reopened its doors. Doors opening nearly 3 months after it was attacked by Boko Haram terrorists and 109 students kidnapped. Nearly all of the girls were safely returned home about a month later. However, parents are still grappling with sending their daughters back to school or not. 400 girls have not returned, according to the school principal. This student did decide to go back to school despite being traumatized by the month with Boko Haram members.
They snapped our photos and told us not to return to school, but I came back because I want to learn.
Soldiers have since been posted to the main gate. Plainclothes police officers have been dispatched throughout Damshi town. Hawaii residents coping with Kilauea's volcanic eruption face a potentially deadly new hazard. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The lava oozing out of fissures in Hawaii has become hotter and more fluid in recent days. Scientists warn that a flow that's making its way toward the ocean could emit hydrochloric acid and steam containing fine glass particles. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Zimbabwe parliament committee has summoned former President Robert Mugabe to give evidence on Wednesday about diamond corruption alleged to have cost billions of dollars during his rule. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.